live and local for over 7 years.
The Morning X.
Fisher and Boy. It's 97X.
Tampa Bay's New Rock Alternative, 6:05 of the Morning X. Fisher and Boy, 40% chance of afternoon storms. Today we're looking at a high of 90. And as far as a possible hurricane goes, we'll get to that coming up in Stuff You Should Know, but it's not going to affect this area at all. What's not going to affect this area at all either, looks like Brett Favre is not going to affect this area at all, but he is going to report to training camp this afternoon. I can't imagine that's really going to happen.
Why?
Because
he wants to play. He wants to play for the Packers.
It just seems like it's going to be such a disruption. I can't imagine the Packers allowing that to happen this afternoon. He's been officially reinstated by the NFL.
They have to.
And he is, well, I'm thinking, you know, they got
to went to the commissioner about it, or Brett Favre went to the commissioner about it.
And he's reinstated. He's a Packer again. And something is official, or get that reinstatement's official at 1 o'clock this afternoon or something like that. We'll be reporting to camp. But don't you think that the people running the team are going to go, Brett, please do not show. You know, that behind the scenes, they got to be going, dude, please don't show up.
You can't do that at all. You can't tell a guy not to show up that is now officially back under contract with you.
So he's going to be, you know for a fact that guy is going to be there this afternoon. They're
absolutely.
They are not going to make some kind of trade. They're not going to somehow get rid of him this morning.
I think the trade would have already been made if they could have moved him. I don't think they can get value for him at all.
Well, now it would be, they'd be coming down to the wire. It wouldn't be like a normal trade anymore. It'd be what's best for the team is what's best for our team this year. Bringing Brett Favre back in here. So, all right. Now,
here's the thing. I think the Packers would probably still want, I don't know who wants him. I think the Packers probably would take him. Yeah, the Vikings would want him at any moment. They would want Brett Favre. But the longer the camp goes on, I think the less of a chance he has to be traded, because if Brett Favre gets traded to a new team, he does have to go in there and learn the team, learn the new offense and all that. And as time goes by, he's losing out valuable days.
How much animosity do you think there will be? Do you think there's going to be a split locker room when Brett Favre comes back? Or if Brett Favre comes back, these guys go, dude, welcome back.
I think
anybody, you're like this Aaron Rodgers kids, but you're a guy.
I think anybody that was on the team last year and went for that ride where they were almost in the NFC Championship game will welcome Brett Favre back. I think they know that he gives them the best chance to win no matter how old he is.
As long as he comes back and they know his heart's fully in it and he's out there busting his ass just like everybody else. This is not even an issue by the time the season starts.
Would you doubt the guy's heart's in it after all this stuff he went through to get back on the team?
Well, there's a part of me, and I don't know if you guys are thinking the same thing watching this, it seemed like at one point, you know, where he, when everybody's questioning whether he's going to come back, whether he's not going to come back, how's this all going to play out, it almost seemed like it reached a tipping point where, damn, now he can't even say, you know, cool, guys, yeah, I'll take the $20 million and just stay retired, because it would have looked so badly on him that he had basically backed himself into a corner, painted himself into a corner, that he had to come back one way or another. And I don't know if you guys saw this or not towards the end of last week, but the Green Bay Packers said, we will give you $20 million. Could you imagine? $20 million to just stay retired. We'll give you $2 million a year over the next 10 years. Just stay retired.
Big deal. He's going to make $12 million this year, and then whatever he makes on top of it from endorsements, whatever comes his way.
Well, him coming back, nobody thinks it's about the money. Unless, of course, you know, he's got, you know, his wife is running up all kinds of bills. And
No, it's not. But it's not like the Packers offered him $150 million to stay retired. Right. It's $20 million. He can make that up in a couple of years playing.
But still, I mean, how amazing is that? Just, we will give you $20 million not to come to work. Just stay retired. Enjoy your life. Here's $20 million.
I can understand that if, you know, Peyton Manning was their other quarterback, but it's just Aaron Rodgers.
The owners are saying the problem here is that once Brett Favre said, I'm retired, they made a shift. And all the planning that they were doing moved in an entirely different direction without Brett Favre, 180 degrees. And with this, they have to somehow go back against the grain. It's just so hard to go back against all the plans that they've been working on over the past couple of months to move in a direction with Brett Favre. So if he reports to training camp, it looks like he's going to be competing for the job, which is so odd. And it seems like very, I don't want to say disrespectful. I mean, you know, it's business is business. But that, it looks like they're going to make him compete for that job.
That's fair, though.
It is fair. He did this to himself. But to walk in, and if the locker room is like you were saying it's going to be, welcome back, all right, we were one pass away from being the suit. Let's do this. Well, I mean, right after you win your job, because Aaron Rodgers is going to go in there and try to take that job from him. He's not going to just back down. I mean, the guy was saying, he's like, listen, I'm a competitor.
And they want Aaron Rodgers to be the quarterback, so he already has one up on
Favre. So how weird is that? You got this kid who now management, The owners, they want this kid to be the quarterback. They and yet everybody else in the team, every Packer fan out there wants Brett Favre to come back in like Michael Jordan, just take control of this team and you know, get him to the Super Bowl, get him into the deep into the playoffs again this year. I still, there's a part of me that thinks that he will not be reporting today, and that's, you're going to hear some kind of a trade, that, and they're just going to try to unload him, just get rid of him.
It's possible.
Before 1 o'clock this afternoon, where you hear of a trade where he goes to the Vikings or ends up with the Jets.